Baruch Hashem. Now we've discussed until now a little bit about the inyan of how in Yoni Bris Bechlal is an inyan pnimi. How an ish pnimi knows how to real make a real avodah out of the inyan of Shmias Bris. Another aspect, when it comes to Shmias Bris, and that's how it pertains to a person's entire Avodas Hashem. Until now, we focused on Shmias Bris in a vacuum, meaning in its place. How the difference between a person who's Shomer Bris versus not Shomer Bris. It's somebody who understands a certain nekuda, a nekuda pnimi and yadus and avodas Hashem, which is not so obvious to others who are mechitzonius. But in terms of the centrality of shmiras habris and ketushas habris on one's entire avodas Hashem, on the entire komas ha'adam, so this we haven't spoken about yet. Chazal tell us, the Ari HaKadosh tells us, that Golas Mitzrayim was a twofold Golas. The Das was in Golas, the meaning of Das, the meaning of knowledge, and also the Dibur was in Golas. The Das and the Dibur. If you say in Davening, in Shabbos, Nusach Sfarad says, if not, then you say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You say, Hadeya v'hadibur l'chay olamim. That the Maisa, that the Pa'ula of Geulas Mitzrayim was an act of a Hiskalus of Hadeya v'hadibur l'chay olamim. How a person is Makadish his Das, is Makadish his Dibur, that it should be l'chay olamim. What that means, that we say Hadeya v'hadibur l'chay olamim, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as l'chay olamim, it means that the Das and the Dibur should be together chai. It should be alive. It shouldn't be a dead Das. It shouldn't be a dead Dibur. It should be a Deya which is chai. It should be a Dibur which is chai. What does it mean chai? Something which is chai, which is alive, means that it's nirgash. It runs through a person. It feels alive. It feels active. It feels vibrant. It feels fresh. As opposed to a dead da'as or a dead dibor, which means that it doesn't awaken a person to anything. And if a person is really zaycha, he can have chai to the point that it's mamish molded, that it gives birth. It gives birth to new madrigas, gives birth to avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. And there's more to say about this, Bezus Hashem. But this inyan of Deya v'hadibur, l'chay olamim, having a living das and a living dibur. So this das and this dibur are connected. The Shnei Pios of Klal Yisrael, the Peha Bris and the Peha Lashon. The Peha Bris, which is connected Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Bechina Mashiach Ben Yosef, and the Peha Lashon, which is the Peh, which is connected Yosef Yehuda, which is the Inyan Mashiach Ben David. Means to say that the Das is Makusha to the Bris. Chazal saying in the Gemara, "Ein kishui b'lo das," that it's impossible for a person to awaken his Eiver Habris, to make it together chai, that it should be molded with that Eiver, unless he uses his Das. The Das is Makusha to the Makom Habris. As Chazal tells us, that the Das is considered to be the part of the Adam which is at the top of his Shidra, the top of his spine. And the Das runs through the Shidra, all the way down to the Makom HaBris. And the Shidra has 18 chulios, which is Gematria Chai. And when the Das runs down the Shidra, down this Tzinor, which is called the Tzinor Chai, so it gives life to the Makom HaBris, that it should be molded. Puravu, to be able to be molded, to be able to procreate. And the same thing is true with a Dibur. There's a Dibur which is a Dibur Chai. It's a living Dibur. Sometimes you hear a person speak and it doesn't do anything for you. You can mamash be saying, screaming at the rooftops. And you feel like, you walk away like, you know, okay. It was just Dvarim Ba'am. They weren't mamashas in the words. You have somebody who talks very, very gently. You can barely hear him. Very softly. You feel that the words are mamash. You feel the words are mamash. And you know that because when you walk away, or even b'shas ma'is, you feel that there's something's cooking inside of you. These aren't just normal words. It's called the dibur chai, that the word is alive. Type of peh chayim. And the emes is that the two things are totally different. Chazal tell us that these two piyos, there's a gzeir shava between them. They roll with each other. But if a person is nizer and shmir sabris, and he gives chashivas to his words, that they go up and down together. Klai saw the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is this week's parasha, Parsha's Bo, which falls during Shovavim, already at a point of Shovavim, that we're discussing the Geula. The Geula Sabris, the Geula Sadibra. And Baruch Hashem, we've come to this point. Klai Yisrael were given two mitzvahs on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. And these two mitzvahs represent the Bechina of Hadea VeHadibra L'Chai Olam. The Bris Milah is, of course, the Tikkun of the Bris, the Geula Sabris. And Korban Pesach, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that Pesach is really a construct of the words Petzach, that the mouth speaks, the Psichas HaPeh, the Geula Sadibra, that the Yid now they were able to speak. So when the Yid speaks, he has to have some words which are alive. That's called the Dibur of the Yid. That's called Geula Sadibur. The words are not dead. That the words are alive. This is the secret of Pesach, which we've mentioned in the past. That Sach is Gematria Chaim. The Peh Chaim, living mouth. That the Diburim are alive. That they're molded. That they create, that they poil in those who hear them, that they poil in the one who says them. Because the halacha is that it's impossible to eat from the Korban Pesach unless a person has a Bris Milah, b'chol orah lo yochol bo. So we see that the Bris Milah is a tnai muchrach for a person to have a psichas hapeh. And what this means for us, b'derech avoda, is that it's impossible to have a peh chayim unless a person has nizir and shmiras habris. There's no korban pesach if a person doesn't have a milah. A person can't expect to have a peh chayim if he's not focused on shmiras habris. What this means, b'derech avoda, is that although we use our mouth, it's the keli which is the most important in the life of a Yid. Out of all the every haguf, the peh is the klech which was given to Klal Yisrael, Hakol Kol Yaakov. Because Baruch Hu wouldn't give us a third, he was kares a bris on the peh. Al pi hadvari ma'ir karasi chen bris. But an Adam Pnimi gets to the core of the peh. He doesn't look at the peh as is and he just works on his shmiras peh. In a certain sense, Shmiras HaPeh has an omen. A person has to make the Gzeir HaShava. He has to darshan the Peh. He has to darshan Gzeir HaShava. He has to look, what's the makor of the peh? The makor of the peh comes from the peh tachton. That the tachton is fueling the peh elyon. It's making a difference in the peh hadibur, if they're going to be dvarim chaim or dvarim mason. A person can get lost in shmiras peh, and you can think that if I don't speak lashon hara, that's mamash agut peh. If I watch what comes in my mouth, what comes out of my mouth, that's a big peh. But the kedusha peh, the eish of the peh, it should be diburim chaim. That it should be a peh chaim, a living mouth. That is margish in his dibur. This madriga comes from a deeper place, and that's shmiras peh. That's why it's called bris. Now, pi ha'dvoyim ha'ira karati t'chabris. But the bris of the peh is probably in the bris amila. That it should be a dibur chai. See, this is brought out from a piece in Rav Nachman in Torah Nun. He writes here, "Ki kol ha'pogim bebris, anyone who's pogim in bris chas v'sham, ein yochol lehispal. V'bechinas kol atzmai se taimarin. He can't daven a davening which is on the mile of kol atzmai se taimarin Hashem yichomer. U'kishe ein mispal v'bechinas kol atzmai se, and if he doesn't daven on this level of kol atzmai se, as a kal banachis v'achol korbanah. Then a caliph comes down and then eats his korban, hainu tfilasa, which means his tfila. Ve'ein yachol litom mesikus batfila. Person can't taste the sweetness of his davening, ela kishetike in pagam habris, unless he's misaki in the pagam habris. And he has a whole beautiful Torah to explain this. Mamash gevaldik. Many times a person, this is the machal of the man, is that the davening is taken so lightly, especially with cell phones nowadays, a person could be seen, you know, listening to a kaddish, saying Yehesh Mirabba, while he's pushing buttons on his phone, Chalila. So many distractions in the base Knesset, in the base Atfila. A person can go to a Rebbe or to a Chavir and you can listen to Shi'urim about davening, how to have a sweetness in davening, And there's books of, so many books, and a person can read through all the books and mamash feel like, you know, he's bucky. He's read it once, twice, three times, and he still doesn't feel anything. And it could be, that the reason for that is because all the Eitzes in the world, and there's many of them, you know, you could talk about, you know, turn off your cell phone. Or, you know, it could be like, you know, shuckle during davening at this part of davening. Or study the sitter, know the words, know what they mean. Right? All these things are all very nice, but they're all chitzonis. They're all practical eitzes. It happens to be that the handbook, that the blueprint of tefillah, it's much more than just practical eitzes. The tefillah, being margish, mesikus, and tefillah is a davar pnimi. Tefillah is a davar pnimi. Mesikus and tefillah is a davar pnimi. And perhaps the antidote is, the refuah to the machla is, that if somebody would say to him, how nizra are you on your shmiras habris? Maybe that would solve the issue. It happens to be that nobody speaks about shmiras habris. They're talking about all the practical eitzes, they're all just scratching the surface. It's like a person who has eczema. And he puts on the creams, and he puts on the creams, and it keeps coming back, and it keeps coming back. Because maybe you're eating something which is causing it to come back. Maybe it's something to do with your diet. Maybe it's nothing to do with your skin, nothing to do with the cold. It has something to do with what you're putting into your system. Not addressing the core issue. Many times a person thinks he has a problem with his arm, but it's really a problem with his gut. So he goes to the arm doctor when really he needs to be seeing a stomach doctor. How is the person supposed to know that? The doctor only looks on the outside. that a chacham who is roas hanolad, he's able to see where things are born from. He's able to see the shayrish of things, which is the makom haleida. He's able to be in ishpnini. So Tamin Chacham, who's a Chacham Roas Hanolad, he's able to address the core issue. So somebody like Rav Nachman, who's an Adam Pnimi, and other tzaddikim, they're not just looking at the mouth. They're looking at the shayrish of the mouth. And they're saying, you think you have problems with your mouth, really you have problems with your breath. And that's why your words are not dibur m'chaim. That's why you're not tasting the nesikos of the chiyos of the words. Because they're dead words. They're not living words. There's no Pesach. Because how can you expect to have a korban Pesach if you haven't been m'chaim b'chol aro lo yochal bo? When you eat your words, that they should be tasty. Svarim say that when a person says a word, it's like he's eating the words. It's so sweet. It's hard to go from one word to the next with Nachman says, because the word which you're eating now is so sweet. It's like candy. Every olive is so tasty, and every bay is another taste which is so tasty. When you say the word av, it's like two tastes coming together. How can you go on to the next word when this word is so sweet? But the osiyos are only so sweet that you can eat them if you have a proper palate. If you don't have a proper palate, then this is a tikkun umbris. How can you expect a child, a baby, to understand how fine an aged wine is if he doesn't have the palate for it? He's going to spit it out. Because the baby doesn't know the first thing about tikkun umbris. It's not even a bar das. None of the parsha of das. It's not a pechlal v'inyan ha'gula sadeya, gula sadas. The person is not going to taste how sweet the wine is. Doesn't have a trained palate. He's able to taste that. The person is able to be having the secrets of tefillah because he has a fine palate. That he worked on it. That he was willing to give up on some of the pleasures of what little people think are real pleasures, like the candies and the sweets and the other things, to develop a delicate palate to taste what it means, wine. People who usually have a fine taste for wine, they have no shaykhus to candies and things like that. It's a totally different type of a palate. This is the bechina of the Korban Pesach. Pesach is a pechayim. Of Kolatz Moisei Taimarna. And a person should daven on the level of Kolatz Moisei Taimarna. Even this Madrig of Kolatz Moisei Taimarna schemes to us Shmiras Abris. Because the one Jew who represented the Inyan of Kolatz Moisei Taimarna is Yosef Atzad. The Atzmus Yosef. Atzmus Yosef, the Moshe took out of Mitzrayim, means that they're called Atzmus Yosef because even after he died, his bones were still alive. They were living bones. They were bones of Kol Atzmai Yisai Taimarna. They were still davening Tashem Yisbarach. The bones of Yosef were davening Tashem Yisbarach. The reason why they were davening Tashem Yisbarach is because when he had the Nisan with Yosef Potiphar, and he said, Vayimaim, he sent a shalshalas to his spine. But even after he died, his Atzmaisa were still alive. That's why the Atzmas Yosef split the sea. Yes, Yamsuf was because of these Atzmus Yosef. As a Kliyakar explained, that the ocean, that the waters represent Taiva. Everything grows because of mine, because of Taiva. And in the same way, Yosef split his waters, in a sense. That he split his Taiva in half. So the Atzmus Yosef split the sea. Nas mipnei nas. Yosef performed the nes that he called upon himself, he drew upon himself a Kedusha, l'malam min ha'teva. He sent such a shudder through his spine that every single atma in his body was still alive after he died. And he's able to be poil nisim with those atmas even after he died. They were living bones. It says, Vayikach Moshe es atmas Yosef. The Moshe who represents das, the whole inyan of Moshe is das, that he takes the atmas Yosef. Person wants to have a das chai. a day achai. He has to have a kesher to the Atzmus Yosef. If he has a kesher to the Atzmus Yosef, then he can speak words which are b'chinat kol atzmus et amarna. A little Rav Kook. Come back to this. That's Hashem. So this piece speaks about Gula Sadibra, which is of course Nagiya Tetzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Kook writes here in Chelek Gimel Amud Resh Pei Hei, "Lefamim yesh magishim es haizkasha sheyesh bin diburo shel adam ha'olam." Says there are times that a person is margish his connection between his words and the world around him. Gula Sadibra doesn't mean, like a Chitzonius person means, like we explained before, that a person is now like he watches what comes out of his mouth. Gula Sadibra means that you have a Dibur Chai, that you can feel the impact that your words are having on the world. But they're not just dead words, that they're living words, like the words of Hashem. Laylam Hashem Dvarcha Nitza Bashemayim, like the Baal Shem Tov explains, that the word when Hashem said Yehi Rakia, the same letters of Yehi Rakia are still keeping the Rakia alive, giving it its life, its kiyum, its whole existence is because of the Yehi Rakia. That Dibur is a Dibur Chaya Ata Yom Hazeh, L'Nishtane. So to a tzaddik is magish, such a life in his Dibur, that he feels how the Dibur resonates in the world around him. And even if a person is just, it's part of his imagination, it's not mamish that way. But even if he's thinking about that even in his imagination, he's starting to think or to hope or to wish that maybe my dibur should be poil like this. He even dreams about it. Gam ken hu simin tov. That's also a good simin. That he's even thinking about such a thing. It's about being an ish neshama, Rav Kook said. When a person becomes more neshamadik, when he becomes more pnimi, when the nekuda of his essence comes out, then he starts to feel the tremendous strength of his dibur. And he knows the true value and worth of his dibur, as erech tefilaso ubrechosav, the real measure of his diburim of tefila, and the brachas which he gives, as erech taraso, the true value of the Torah he learns, v'chol sichoisav, and every even just casual conversation, he realizes that it means something. He feels the mamashas of the words. Just the entire arena of Dibur, he has a hashkaf on it. The chashu is new with the island. And he's able to feel how it moves the world. With sisasu hagdola shadibur poil. In zeichet to Dibur chayim means becoming neshamadik. Being neshamadik means attaching oneself to Ruchnias. The only way to attach oneself to Ruchnias, which is to one's true self and to the Ruchnias in the world, is by having Shmiras Avres. Being mekasher oneself to Ruchnias, not to the Gashmias. Being makabal upon oneself. A Kabbalah Chazaka. I want to be a person who is connected to Ruchnias. Connected to the MS, to the real reality of this world, which is my spiritual self, which is the spirituality in the world. Only then can a person be able to speak words which are on that madriga. Only an ish pnimi is makir that the erech hadibur is totally in kefi his kabbalah and being a person who's a shomer bris. Klai Yisrael left. And Hashem gave them the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which we said is Tali in the Bechina of Cholara L'Yechaba. One of the mitzvahs of the Chukim that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, and there are many, is that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten b'chavura, and that the Korban has to be brought b'tzvi esh, has to be dafka roasted, can't be baked. The etzem lo yishburu bo, you can't break any of the bones. Many chukim which surround the Korban Pesach, and that was really part of Klal Yisrael's leaving Mitzrayim, was that they were makabel these chukim of the Korban Pesach. They acted in a way l'mala min haseichel, and because of that, they jumped the madrega. They were able to jump out of Mitzrayim, even though they really weren't worthy of it, according to the cheshbon. But because they acted l'mala min hacheshbon, so they were able to leave l'mala min hacheshbon. But of course, the dinim of these chukim of the Korban Pesach, they're relevant to the halachas of Korban Pesach, bein al pi halacha, bein al pi derech avoda. According to this machshava that Korban Pesach is a bechina of a pechayim, the pechayim is telling the bechina of a cholera lo yochaba. The idea of eating the Korban Pesach b'tzli esh means that the words that the korban that a person is makiv, these words which are pechayim, a person can be mavchim, whether or not his peh is a pechaim or not, from his tzli esh. When we mean tzli esh, Chazal say that tefillah is called tzleisa. But the targum from the word tefillah is tzleisa, tzli. So tzli esh means tefillah beheslavah, tefillah beesh. Tzli esh, a person should be bespala with a fire. They should feel a hislahavus in his tefillah. There's a simon muvak. Whether a person is bichlal korban pesach or not bichlal korban pesach. If a person wants to know, how much am I shomer bris, how much am I not shomer bris? So Hashem gave him a barometer, and that's called tzli esh. How is your tefillah? With dibur yesh, with behislavas, you feel a chaim, you feel an esh when you're being mispala. That's the bechin of tzli esh, and this is also the connection to the etzem leish berubai. You can't break any atzamos. This is the bechin of kol atzamos etaymarna. That if a person is bechin of kol atzamos etaymarna, that every etzem in his body is alive. Of course, kol etzem. Kol etzem l'yishburu boy. Can't break it. Shvira is only for a mace. Chazal say shvirasa is a misasa. When a keli breaks, that's its misa. But if a person is bedargas tzli esh, if he's bedargas kol etzem yisei tamayna, then of course, v'chol etzem l'yishburu boy. Can't break a living etzem. Korban Pesach means even the bones are alive. Merely you can't break them. But even your tzli esh, and even your ve'etzim aliyuvarubai, an important factor in the bechina of a korban pesach is a chevra. That it has to be bechevra, the korban pesach. The mishpachay seichem, b'chabura, counting amongst the chabura. It's very hard for a person to have a hislabas b'tfila if he's davening in a minyan, where people are saying Diburi Mason, if they're not bechlal eating the Korban Pesach. If you're sitting in a room where people are just not eating the Korban Pesach, it's going to take away from the experience. You need people eating the Korban Pesach with you. And people who appreciate what it means to eat the Korban Pesach, they know the Maila Satzvila. Of course, the first thing is to daven with a minion, but not just to daven with a minion, but just to daven with people who are makir, what it means, tzli esh, what it means, korban pesach. We're makir the ma'ala of kolas ma'isa to ma'ala. We want the other people in the minyan to be like ma'im, we're putting out your fire. The fakir, that each one is able to be ma'ir the other one. This type of a dibur, this type of a tefillah, was in Golos and Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. They didn't have a tefillah like this. It was only in the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was zeichet to Karban Pesach, they were finally zeichet to a tzli esh. It was zeichet to tefillah behizlabas. And after the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, for all generations, was a night of tefillah behislava. The davening, the mayrv, which according to the Mekubalim, the most important part of drawing down the shefa and the mochin for Leil Pesach is the Ma'ariv. Is the Ma'ariv. I think it's the Rashash who says that. It's a machlokas amongst the Mekubalim, like what takes place. When a person davens Ma'ariv, everything is there. Everything comes down. So what happens? Why do you even need the Seder? That's the Kasha. Like, what do you need the Seder for? You daven Ma'ariv. Can you imagine that? Like, what do you need the Seder for? Because you daven Ma'ariv? Is the question the Mekubalim are dealing with. The Pliyatsuma. This puts Ma'ariv into perspective. Like, you know, why do you need to learn have Seder if you have Ma'ariv? That's what it's like. Imagine the Ma'ariv that a Yid is davening on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's almost like, I can finally daven now. I'm Zeichet to Tefillah. So the Rashash says that the truth is that what you do by Ma'ariv is in the Olam HaPnimi, called Pnimius Olamos. What you need the Seder for is for the Chitzonius. There's the Olam HaChitzon and the Olam HaPnimi. The other Mekubalim, like the Lesha and the other Tzadikim, that they learn that what happens is that you bring down all these Mochin, all this Shefa by Ma'ariv, and then it all goes away. And then you have to bring it back again. To bring it back again through the Seder. So there's a histalkus, and then through the Seder it comes back. I think this is how it adds up. And the Rashash is Machalik, which in Pnimi is Hafizomi. The night of the Seder, the Halo, which we say in the Beis Knesses after Ma'ariv, that Halo. And how the halal needs to be me'ein olam haba than halal. Not just like, okay, let's run through it and let's go do the Seder. It's supposed to be a halal mamash, like you got your life back. It should be v'tzli eish. That's the Korban Pesach is manazah. The real Korban Pesach is manazah than halal. V'tzli eish. That you daven and chill with a chevra. We're on fire. What it means, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. You understand ba'if and pnimi. It's not just that you're a free man. Free man means that you can daven. You magal in akuda within yourself, which is mamish free. The words which are coming out of your mouth are mamashastek, the mamish pechayim, the living word, living letter. So this ish was in Golas and Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. Moshe came to Har Sinai and he saw the sneh, which is boyer ve'ish. What was the purpose of Moshe seeing the sneh boyer ve'ish? Did Hashem mamash have to talk to Moshe from a sneh bayir ba'ish? It wasn't forever that Hashem spoke to Moshe from a sneh bayir ba'ish. Didn't need the sneh bayir ba'ish forever. Elamai HaKadosh Baruch Hu was depicting to Moshe Rabbeinu the whole inyan of the Golos of Mitzrayim. That the sneh, which is this thorn bush, represents Mitzrayim. And the ish, is this Tzli Esh, which is this Esh of Hislavas, which is held captive by Mitzrayim. But the Esh of Hislavas was in Golas, was Beshvi, in the hands of Mitzrayim. And Hashem was telling Moshe, after 50 days from now, Tavlin et Elokim al Har Hazeh, not 50 days, from then, it was actually a year later, plus 50 days, that this fire which you see now, which is burning on the Sneh, is going to be the fire in Har Sinai. Just like I'm speaking to you now from this Sneh, I'm going to be back here in a year and 50 days to talk to you from this mountain, from this Esh. But just like Hashem's words are words of fire, when He spoke on Har Sinai, Halo Dvar Ke'esh Nim Hashem, that the words of Hashem are words of fire, so too when a Yid's words are fire up, when they're fired up, when they're Be'esh, then it's like his bayre. Then it's on the mile of Elokos. And he knows that the words are coming from his neshama. But Moshe was seeing at that time that this Esh, from where the Diburim come from, this Hislavos, where the Dibur generates from, was Beshvi B'yad Mitzrayim. And this Esh had to leave Mitzrayim. So where do we find this Esh leaving Mitzrayim? We know it ends up on Har Sinai, but how did it get there? It just disappeared and came to Har Sinai? Elamai, it seems, the Chazal tell us, the Torah says, that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left the Amud Eish Balayla. We talk in my mind that this Amud Eish Laila, which left with Klai Yisrael on the night of Mitzrayim, this Amud Eish is the Eish Bayer Bisneh. It's the very Eish. And this Eish takes them to Har Sinai. Just like Hashem promised it would be there. So it's called the Amud Eish. This Amud Eish, this is the Tzli Eish. And in the same way that Tzli Eish is a Lashon Tzlaisa, which is a Lashon Tfila, so to Amud Chazal say, Ein Amida Ela Tfila. This Amud Eish is an Amud of Eish of Tfila. That if you follow the Amud Eish, if you follow the Eish of Tfila, it can take you to Mount Zayir. Zech to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. As Chazal say, Derech Eretz Kadma L'Tayir. You have to follow Derech Eretz to get the Torah. Derech Eretz is Gematria Tefillah. But if you follow the Amud Eish, which is the Machin of Derech Eretz, which is the Machin of Tefillah, then you can be Zeichet to find your feet on Har Sinai, to be Zeichet to hear it, Halo Dvar Ka'esh Nim Hashem from that Eish. That from your Eish of Tefillah, Hashem speaks to you, Torah. That it's from the Amud Ha'esh Gufa that Hashem talks to you. From your Amud Ha'esh, which you create from your Tzvi Eish. And then there's Amalek. That this Amud Eish Laila, which the Yidden were following, which is generated by their Tzli Eish, by the Gevaldik Davening, the hand of the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which generated this Amud Eish, which was able to free the Eish from the Sneh. Just when Klai Yisrael emerged, Rabbi Miskaver and Klipas Mitzrayim, who was there standing in the way? Asher Karcha B'derech Amalek. Amalek's whole inyan is Asher Karcha. Chazal say, Karcha is a Lashon Kriris, to try to cool you down from your Eish. The Kriris, this inyan of Karcha, Chazal say, is also Lashon of Keri, of Pagam HaBris. Vayizaniv b'chol kol enecha shalem acharecha, they made a melchama against the Kedushas HaBris of Klai Yisrael. Amalek knew something which Yidden don't even know. That they said, we're not going to try to like throw coals into the mouth of the Yidden. They throw ice cubes in their mouths. They're going to cool down their mouths. Right? They understood the depth. They said, the way to cool down the fire in the mouths of the Yidden is to make a melchama against their wrists. Asher karcha baderech. The derech eretz. They made a kriris in the derech eretz kama l'tayr. The only way to make a kriris like that is through asher karcha. The gam of it. cool down the fire. And by doing that, it can stop the whole trek to Matan Torah. Take away Torah, take away Tefillah, just kill the whole Dibur. Because if you can go for the Nekuda of the Korban Pesach, which is the Tzli Eish, which is the Omud Eish, and put out the whole fire of Klai Yisrael. Put out the whole Avoida, the whole Hislah of Avoida. We just don't know always how to identify the Nekuda of a Malik. Like we said before, there are people who are walking around looking for Eitzes and Tefillah, looking for Eitzes and Tefillah, and they don't even know that there's a snake which has a nechiz on his wrist. It's called the Nechashalim. Chazal says, Nechashalim is the osios nachash mila. That there's a snake which is biting your mila. You don't even know it. You can't even feel the bite. This idea that Shmiras Habris is at the core of our Avodas Hashem, of our Hislavas Avodas Hashem, is Merum, is in the first word of the Torah. The Zera Kaddish tells us that Bereshis is the Osios Bris Eish, which means to say that the Hislavas that a Jew has, that the Eish that a Yud has in his Avodas Hashem, is totally in his Bris. And the fact that it's the first word of the Torah, in the same way that the first word of the Torah is the shayrish of the entire Torah, not just that it's the beginning of the whole Torah, but as the Goyim and the Tzaddikim say, that the entire Torah is nichlal in the word Bereshis. What this tells us is that the Gantz Eleven, the entire Avoid of Yid is totally in Bereshis. So the Bechin of Asher Karcha means they went for Bereshis itself. That the words Bereshis, which are words which are fire words, it's the first D word that Hashem uttered. You can imagine how chayim that Bereshis is. Hashem Yisparach uttered that word in a way which is l'malam min adibur, even that word Bereshis. It doesn't even say Vaydaber Elokim Bereshis. That Nekuda of Bereshis, which is the Haschala Satayra, Chazal are being meramis to us that it's totally in a bris of Ish. If a person is an Ish, that he has a bris Ish, then he's makusha to the Inyan of Bereshis. If he's not, then he's rachok from the Nakuda Sharshi, which is Nakuda Bris Ish, which is the Nakuda Bereshis. Abderach Mashal. Say a person is building a house. And every single room in the house has a different function. The person has three floors in his house. There's the higher floor, and the middle floor, and then the basement. So every room has a different function. We already know from the Teva, Nayach Teva, Chazal say that the Teva was three komos, three floors. And each floor was designated for a different purpose. The higher floor was for Bnei Adam, and the middle floor was for the Behemoth. And the bottom floor was for the Psailas. And Chazal say, Tzadikim tell us that this is kamo, the Kaimasa Adam. The Kaimasa Adam is the same way. That a mensch is made out of three floors. So he has the upper floor, the higher floor, middle floor, and the bottom floor. The higher floor is connected to his Rosh, the Chushi HaRosh. The middle floor is Keneged, his torso, his chest. And then the third floor, which is the lower floor, is below the belt. And we see also just in a person's, in how houses are made. Usually the way it works is that the top floor is where people sleep. Where people sleep. That's where they keep their private things, so to speak. It's like where it's not as artsy, it's more shamayimi. Whereas a person comes to the middle floor, that's where people hang out, and they schmooze, and they talk, and they eat. That's like the main floor. And then you have the basement, which is usually, you know, for recreational things. You know, you put things there where you don't want people to see or things in your house. That's where they go. You don't talk about what's in the basement. Don't talk about what's in the basement. That's where all the psalos goes. Same thing is true with the Kaimas HaAdam. The most meshuvach part of the Adam is his mayach, is his das. That's where he has his yeshiva das. That's where he has his private place. The makam of his baididus. People can come to the middle floor, nobody goes to the upper floor. It's only if it needs to be that way. It has to be a place in the home which is private. And that's the higher floor. That's the yatzili, that's the bechinas shemaim of the house. In the middle floor, everybody can come, everybody can schmooze, everybody can eat, everybody's invited there. But also the basement is like, you know, people don't go down there really. Unless they need to, there's really not much there. There's a ping pong table there, other things there. People can play things, do things, but it's nothing, you know, it's nothing lichtig there, for sure. And then the psilis of the house. And so too, there's every single part of the house corresponds to, every room in the house corresponds to part of the other. So where would you say, which room in the house corresponds to the Makam HaBris? Which room is it? Chayat Sima would be in the basement. It would be in the basement. It doesn't seem like there's anything going on in the basement, which is so great. What's so alive in the basement? It would seem that the room in the house which corresponds to the Makam HaBris is the fireplace. Because you don't put a fireplace on the top floor. Because the teva of the fire is to go up. So you put it in the lowest floor. And you put it in the lower floor, then the heat rises and it affects everything above it. Now the fireplace is hardly even a room. It's mamish just a Amma Alama, basically. You don't go in there for sure. You don't want to go in there. But the point is that it's a very integral part of the house. And it freezes in the winter. Maybe very small. People aren't machshiv at all. But because of the fireplace, which nobody pays attention to, nobody talks about, nobody gives it any chashivas really. You wouldn't say that it's very, you have to decorate it or make it look really nice and pretty. It serves its purpose and then that's it. That's mamash like the inner of the Shmiras HaBris. That's something which you talk about. That's something which you give any real attention to. You don't decorate it. You don't make it stand out in any way. But everything in the house becomes warm because of that. You could sit on the couch and not have to be cuddled up and be cold. You can go to sleep. You can fall asleep because you're not freezing. Not for the fireplace, and the whole house wouldn't function. The whole house is lichted. The whole house is lit up. The whole house is warm. It's mamish warm. It's because of the fireplace. Because it rises. And that's the same thing with Shmiras HaBris. If a person's makadish is fireplace, makadish is bris, he sets a fire up in his body. Everything is affected by that. But the heart will be on fire. The mayuch will be on fire. Everything you do will be mamish, a bris ish. In a way where you don't even know where it's coming from. It's mamish aside. It's all coming from the fireplace. Nobody can even see it because nobody goes down there. And you don't even talk about it. But the tzaddik knows that the core of why he has this islava, that is diburim adiburim chaim, is because of the fireplace. Takes all the kriyas in the avodas Hashem, which a malik wants, to put onto a person to put out his fire. especially during these months of the year, but there's very little going on in terms of Yamim Tovim. We're still riding on the fire of Chanukah. There was an Eish on Chanukah. There was an Eish of Hislava. That was like we set on a fire. We turned on a fire. We lit the fireplace that even through the months of Shvat, Tevis and Shvat and Adar, which are very cold months of the year, Mamish, he has a fireplace in his home on the lowest floor, Mamish Lamata Mesarat Fachin, Mamish in the basement. Although it's by the raglaim, the fire goes up and it makes everything that he does in his Avodas Hashem lichtig. When he davens, it's the Eish. And as we said, an integral part of keeping that fire alive is davening b'chavura. With a minyan, just like the Korban Pesach had to be b'chavura. Just having a sense of chavura keeps the fire alive. So these parshas, when we speak about the Geulas Hadea and the Geulas Hadibur, we have to realize that these two things are totally zebizeh. But if a person wants to have a bechina of, like if Nachman says in a different piece, lo yomesh ha-tayr as a mipicha, he's talking about it in a way that he doesn't want his words to be gashmi. He doesn't want to make physical his words of tayr. But there's a certain mamashas to kedusha also, that the tibuim ruchni my mamash. Like if a yomesh chayshach, if a person wants that he should have living words, tibuim chayim, lichtig words. So the Shmira Sabris takes on a whole new hashkafa. But it's not just about what type of a tikkun can I do with Shmira Sabris versus what type of a pagam I can create in the world or in myself, or what type of a churban I'm making, in my shaykh the tshuva, my not shaykh the tshuva. But just b'derech avoda. Every day I have to daven, every day I have to learn. Do I want it to be lichtig? Do I want to have an avodas Hashem which is a tzli eish, that is b'hislava? So do I want to be stuck in Mitzrayim and not to have the eish? They want to leave Mitzrayim in these parshas, or they want to still be in Mitzrayim in these parshas. This is the parsha, this is the zman where there's going to be that change. Like there's going to be people who are going to be left behind in Chayshach, and they're not going to leave, and then there's going to be people who are going to leave. And the simen mubak pizah is the tzliyesh. Did you eat from the Korban Pesach, or did you not? It's going to be totally in how much my magish the tzliyesh, the omadesh. Tali in this Nakuda. This is the parsha of Boy. This is the parsha of Shaivan, where a person can be margish mit Hashem, the Nakuda Sagu'udah that he's experiencing through these weeks of Shaivan. How much he still is margish that Eish of Chanukah. Of course, everything is b'siyata d'shmaya. Be mispalo for tefillah. Be mispalo for the Eish. Be zechet akod v'arake Eish. We should have words like Hashem's words have. Everything always comes back to the Shah of Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem should give us that Siyata Deshmaya. We should be zeicha to our pechayim, that day of Hadibur l'chayalamim, that every day which we have should be l'chayalamim, every divur which we have should chayalamim. We should be zeicha to a bechina of tzli eish, to an omen eish, to the mispalo b'kisufim, b'hislavos, at shuka g'dayla. And in that chos, b'siyata d'shem, should be zeicha, alecho, min azvacha, min apsacha, amti, from the real Korban Pesach. We have the Jews, Chassidic, we have the main honor. Amen.